It's 1:47 a.m. on Saturday, June 20th, and this is the Hidden Node for Friday, June 19th, 2015. Yeah, I know, it's a super late recording. I had some tech support issues tonight. My computer started... Well, when I came into the room, my computer was in the... Startup has failed, and Windows is going to try to repair your load-up window, and so it did that for about half an hour to an hour before I could actually log in. So that was kind of weird. I'm not sure if it was because there may have been a brownout or something at home, but I mean, none of the clocks were flashing, none of the other tech was doing anything weird, so I'm not sure why the computer restarted itself. It shouldn't have, but it did. So a little bit of tech support issues there. There's weirdness going on at work right now. I'm not going to give too much details because that is not appropriate because, you know, employer, blah, 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 but I don't know, I'm in the middle of the stages of, you know, trying to get a permanent position with work, and, it's weird. They're not quite hitting the mark I need to hit. I'm hoping they come back Monday or sometime next week with a reasonable offer. They offered me more than what I'm making now, but not too much more. And the problem is my company is moving to a different location in the city, which makes it difficult to commute because right now me and my wife carpool. So in order for me to justify the increased expense of getting a second vehicle, the pay has to be appropriate. And the increase would not have been enough. It was, I don't know how it was in relation to other people, but for me it was not a good enough range increase. I have thoughts and opinions, but they're inappropriate to share because I still am with the company, and I'm not going to disparage anybody. But let's just say it wasn't enough, it wasn't what I was expecting, and so, you know, that is what it is. So, we'll see. I'm hoping they come back with an offer, because I really do like the job. I think it's a good job. The company is rather old school. It has a ways to go in terms of getting to its forward ideas, but the work itself and the team I'm on, I think, are good people. And so I would like to be a part of them permanently, but I also understand budget is budget. And, you know, even if a company wants to bring me on full-time, if the people who are in charge of the budget say no to the price I need it to be, then that's that. That's unfortunately it. It sucks. It really sucks. But what can you do, right? Nothing much. So, we'll see. You know, nothing disparaging about the company. It's just, can they meet the need I need? And if they can, awesome, I'm on. If they can't, well, thank you very much. I appreciate the offer, and we move on. That's the important thing, though. Not to burn bridges. Never, ever, ever burn bridges unless someone truly has absolutely wronged you. Not getting the offer you need is not being wronged. It hurts the ego, but it's not being wronged. You know, I talked the other day about the humbling interviews and, you know, how I didn't quite have the skill level I needed for the job I wanted. Which is no reason to burn a bridge, because, again, no one wronged me. No one did anything against me. No one did anything wrong to me. It was just a matter of things didn't click. It happens. So that's as it goes. I'm hoping this works out. I do like the job. I like the people. I would like to have the pay meet where I need to be in order to get a car. Because, to put it simply, if I had taken the offer they had suggested, or offered me, through the price of getting a decent car, insurance and the gas I would have to spend, because it is a bit of a haul each way, I would be making less money than I am currently making as a temp there. Now, granted, the temp job is not secure, and I have a feeling with how many people they're hiring permanently that the temp position may not last a whole lot longer. But the difference is the position being over offers me up the chance to get on board with another company through the agency I'm currently with, who I also like to. Good people there. You know, so. Alright. That's I'm vaguing again, so I'm gonna head off. So. I will talk to you guys tomorrow, hopefully earlier in the day. Bye-bye.